Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, let's start off with an overview of what's happening with the crop markets in Oklahoma.
Well, if you look at wheat, we're probably got about 20-25% of the wheat crop to sell yet, the 2021 crop. And of course, we're planting the 2022 crop. We've got about 85% of that crop in the ground right now. We're harvesting the 2021 corn and sorghum crops. Oh, corn harvest about 90% complete. Sorghum's a little behind that at 70%. We're harvesting the soybean 2021 crop. 50-60% of Oklahoma's crop is in the bin now on sorghum. And of course, we've started harvesting cotton. Somewhere around 25-30% of the cotton crop is harvested now.
And what is the market offering?
Well, if you look at those prices, they're relatively good. 2021 harvested wheat, $7.40. You can also forward contract for 2022 delivery, that 2022 crop they're putting in the ground now. You can forward contract that for $7.40. Corn's going for about $5.25 for the 21 crop, $5.10 for the 22 crop. Sorghum, $5.25 for the 21 crop, $5 forward contract for the 22 crop. Soybeans, it's fallen down to $11.75 for the current crop, and $11.50 forward contract for the 22 crop. And cotton prices for 41.434 cotton, $1.05 or 31.335 cotton, $1.08. Excellent cotton prices.
Yes, that is definitely some good news to talk about. When you look at these prices that you just mentioned, how do they compare to average numbers?
Well, if you look at wheat prices, $7.40. You look at the 10-year average, $5.40. You look at the markets, anytime wheat prices get over $7, that's a good price. Corn, $5.25. The 10-year average in Oklahoma is $4.53. Soybeans, $11.75. The 10-year average is $11.28. So just a little above average. Cotton, $1.05. The average for 10 years is 68 cents.
So in your opinion, then, will farmers have a relatively good year?
Oh, I think they're going to have relatively good yields. They've got excellent prices. This year is going to be a relatively good year. However, if you're looking out at 22, the prices are good. I don't think you could ask for much better prices. But the cost of our inputs, the fertilizer, the chemical, the fuel, the machinery, even the land, you know, your landlords are looking at these high prices and think, I should get a higher rent. All those are going to eat into that profit those producers have. I would say landlords need to take into consideration these higher input prices and the higher cost of production.
Yeah, a lot to consider, of course.
A lot going on.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kim. We'll see you next week.